Sunny 101.9 WKQS. That's Antigone Rising with Everywhere Is Home. It is 8:07 on this Friday morning, and something really great coming up for the community is happening tomorrow. We're joined in the studio this morning, Brad Kowalski, who is a shift manager at Hardee's, and Ricky Wilson, the fire chief at Sands Township, and also a member of the emergency services. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Well, you got something coming up tomorrow that is going to help raise some funds, and Ricky, we'll start with you. What are you looking to raise funds for, and what's happening?
Every year we put on a Halloween party for the kids. It's kind of a bifold type deal. It gives the kids someplace safe to go on Halloween, and it also promotes fire safety. Last year in the country, we had right around 2,500 people die in fires, and we think those are pretty significant numbers, so we want to get the word out. Fire safety, check the smoke detectors, clean your chimneys, and it gives, like I say, it gives the kids someplace safe to go.
Mm-hmm. And it all kind of ties in. I know there's a lot of fire prevention activities going on right now around the county and in the area, especially tomorrow with the static display and whatnot in Marquette. But you have something kind of unique coming up here that is going to enable you to raise some funds for this event. Tell us what's happening.
Yep. Tomorrow we're going to be at the fire prevention parade down in Marquette. And then our people are going to go over to Hardee's that is generously made an offer to give us a percentage of their day's sales.
Yeah, Brad, what's happening at Hardee's?
Tomorrow, 20% of our entire day sales are going to go to support the Sands Emergency Services Halloween party.
You just got to basically come in and buy something.
You buy something, and 20% of that will go directly to them. And then from 1 to 4, we'll have, they're going to be bringing down fire trucks and gear, and we're going to be giving away goodie bags and just
a cool day,
almost like a pre-party to their Halloween party.
Well, what's cool is you've got a great day for it tomorrow. I mean, forecast details are looking good. And Ricky, you probably know that with some of these static displays and kickoffs to Fire Prevention Week, the weather hasn't been that great, but tomorrow it's going to be. And when you're out and about, stop in and help out, right?
Oh, you betcha. Come on down, visit with our people, get up to the Fire Prevention Parade. All our sister departments will be out there. It'd be just a great time.
And then head on over to Hardee's, and you can find out more about what's going on specifically with this event in Sands Township and how you can help out. Now, Brad, I imagine that when they said you guys want to do this, it was probably a pretty easy decision to say yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, to support the community, it's never hard to back down on that.
So. Now you got the hours are 1 to 4. You said that they'll be on display. They'll bring in a fire truck and some of the other things. But you're saying for the entire day, then for sales?
Yeah, entire day sales, 20%.
20%
go to the Sands Township Fire Department.
Ricky Wilson, Fire Chief Sands Township and member of the Emergency Services with us this morning. Also, Brad Kowalski, Shift Manager at Hardee's. And Ricky, it's a fundraiser tomorrow to help out with the Halloween party that you put on. But tell me a little bit more about that party. And you've been doing it for a while, and a great thing for the kids and families.
Sure. We've been doing it for the last 23 years. In the beginning, we used to take the fire trucks out and hand off bags of candies to the kids on the street. But we got to thinking about it, and it probably wasn't the best way of doing things. Mm-hmm. So now we have the guys at the station. We have two stations, one over on Silver Creek Road and one at 480 and 553. We open the station up. We invite the kids to come in. Doesn't matter whether they're from the township or out of the township. Come on in, visit with the people, bring the kids out. It's a great way to keep the kids safe on Halloween, and a lot of fun.
And it does take a little bit of money to put it on, and that's what tomorrow's all about.
It sure does. Every year, the cost has gone up. For the last couple of years, it's cost us about $2,000 to put it on. We make no money on it. Everything is given right back to the kids. We give bags of candy. We have sandwiches for the kids. We have soft drinks for the kids. And again, try to provide that safe environment for them.
It's that combination of the party and also getting the message out about fire safety, which is very important.
Very important. You know, the numbers for deaths were significant, but you had about 12,000 people that were seriously injured last year in home fires.
But the other thing is we've talked with a lot of firefighters over the years with Fire Prevention Week that the kids are really the key to getting the message home, aren't they?
They certainly are, and they definitely go home to mom and dad, and they let them know what should be. They check make the, sure that the smoke detectors the are changed and the fire route, extinguishers, yep, and the whole shooting match, you betcha.
Well, that's all part of what's happening with tomorrow's event, and it is at Hardee's. And Brad, what are the hours again, and where exactly are you located for those that may be listening out of town and aren't exactly sure where you are? What can folks expect?
We're on the corner of McClellan and Washington Street. It's going to be from 1 to 4. We're going to have fire trucks and then gear for the kids inside, along with goodie bags. And our entire day sales, 20% of that's going to go directly to the Sands Fire Department to support for their party.
And it looks like, yeah, it's going to be a pretty active day there as well. You know, you've got the fire trucks coming, gear, firefighters will be there. You got various other things, but the key is to come in and definitely pick up something and help out.
Yep, that's right.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, gentlemen. It's a great event you're doing, and it's a great bit of help you're doing at Hardee's. And we'll be talking about this through the course of the day as well. And we've also been running some messages for you. And we wish you the best of luck with it tomorrow.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity to come in and say a few things about it.
Not a problem. You guys are always welcome. Keep us posted with other events and things that you're doing. And we will certainly be happy to chat with you again.
Thanks. Okay, thanks.